Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. August being the culmination of summer, it's the month when we in Minnesota celebrate and compete with our friends and neighbors to be judged as the best with our passion, our hobby, or our livelihood. It's time for the fair. Art fairs are the typical fair on Radio Gallery, and of course, August is host to some great ones like the Uptown Art Fair in Minneapolis, happening this weekend, August 1st through the 3rd, and Art in the Park at Bayfront in just a couple weeks, August 16th and 17th. But today, I'm talking about the State Fair. Blue ribbons at your local county fair lead to entries and visits to St. Paul for the great Minnesota get-together, as dubbed by Paul Davies. It's the Minnesota State Fair. Minnesotans young and old compete in everything from raising rabbits to cow roping, from flower arranging to pie baking. 4-H'ers and future farmers of America bring their best tomatoes, their canned venison, biggest pigs, and cutest lambs to the fair to be judged. Although the poultry building and the horse shows have a certain draw, in my family, the fine art building was always a favorite at the fair. It includes a juried arts competition of mostly paintings, and my memory serves up images of fish and ducks, but it's likely grown and changed over the years. Any Minnesotan is eligible to enter one piece of art in the competition at the state fair, and last year over 1,800 works were submitted to the jury, with 340 pieces making the cut. Also at the Minnesota State Fair in the Fine Arts Building is my favorite room, crop art. From portraits of Elvis to scenes from the Minnesota farm, these works of art rival the best macaroni art. Artists use beans, corn, sunflower seeds, and peas to create impressionistic images, from very creative originals to copies of famous paintings. Nothing compares to this annual competition. My favorite part was trying to figure out why this one got a blue ribbon and why the other one got a pink ribbon. And finally, no trip to the Minnesota State Fair is complete without seeing the butter sculptures. The Midwest Dairy Association crowns its Princess K of the Milky Way every year in August, and on display in the dairy building is a bust of each candidate carved in fresh Minnesota-made butter. The fairs are kicking off right now. The Pine County Fair kicks off this week, July 30th, running through Sunday, August 3rd in Pine City. The St. Louis County Fair opening in Chisholm on Wednesday, August 6th, running through the 10th. And the granddaddy of them all, the Minnesota State Fair, opens Thursday, August 21st, running through Labor Day in St. Paul, Minnesota. So when you head to the fair this year, remember, there's more than pigs and all the milk you can drink. There's art, too. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Lisa Demyanov. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts, or subscribe to the podcast under Audio Archives. If you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.